This is Issues 2021. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Dr. Sherry Utash, president of WSU Tech. Welcome to Issues 2021. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be here.
I like to begin this show with the basics. What is WSU Tech?
Well, WSU Tech is an affiliate of Wichita State University, and what that really means is WSU Tech is a two-year college under the umbrella of the university, and we are really the largest technical college of seven in the state of Kansas, and there are 27 two-year colleges across the state of Kansas, and we're number five. We generate a workforce in all different industry sectors for this community, and we create economic prosperity for the community, for its citizens, and we hope to educate a workforce that can be globally competitive.
Now, is this Wichita Area Technical College, or that's been around for many years, is it somehow related? Tell me about that.
So Wichita Area Technical College actually became affiliated with Wichita State University about 2.5 years ago. And so we changed our name from Wichita Area Technical College, or WATC as it was known, to WSU Tech. And the official name is a mouthful, but it is Wichita State University College of Applied Sciences and Technology. Thus, we call it WSU Tech.
At one time, the location of the school was it near East High School? Is that correct?
Right, but right behind East High School. We actually still have that campus. That's our what we call our city center campus. And at that point in time, back several years ago, about 12 years ago, that was the primary campus. Now that particular campus is our skilled and applied technology campus. So at that campus, we have our IT programs and our automotive and our climate, energy control, and construction sciences. And then we have a campus at WSU South on Harry, which is the old Wichita Mall. And we renovated about 85,000 square feet of space there a couple of years ago. And that houses all of our general education coursework, our Shocker Pathway coursework, and also health and human services, police science, vet tech, EMT, paramedic. And then we have a center downtown, a health science center that we occupy and we co-locate with Wichita State University. They have their PAPT program there. We have our nursing program and our surge tech program and our short-term health for CNAs and home health aid and that kind of thing. And then we have our National Center for Aviation Training up on North Webb Road, which houses all of our aviation and advanced manufacturing programs.
So how many actually locations or campuses, how many do you have then?
Well, we have four campuses. And then we, in addition to those, we also have a presence in Hayesville and also out at the WSU West campus. So about six different locations, four actual campuses, two centers is what I would call it.
Wow. Okay. How many students are enrolled?
And then we also partner with Goodwill on Next Step, which is our GED accelerator program. So we also have that on Webb Road and also at our South location and at City Center. So, you know, when Dr. Bardo had the vision of moving WSU and affiliating with what was then WATC, you know, the overarching idea of this was that we would be able to teach GED to PhD under one umbrella, so to speak. So we're a very fully functioning, somewhat autonomous two-year college underneath that umbrella. And our focus is primarily career technical education, although we also do have a Shocker pathway where we take students and move them through their first 40 to 45 hours of their coursework towards a baccalaureate degree at the university.
How many students are enrolled in WSU Tech?
We served a little over 8,000 students last year.
Wow. That's a good-sized school you have there, kind of within the school.
It is. Yeah. It's grown a lot in the last 10, 12 years.
Tell us about this new direction on the campus of Wichita State. I mean, the direction toward education of less academic students and more the technical and the hands-on. Tell us about that.
Well, the world is changing so much, and certainly COVID has been a very big disruption to all of that. But there's so much of what's happened during COVID that's going to continue post-COVID, is my personal opinion. And in industry, in many industries, a baccalaureate degree is still very valuable and still very needed. But in very, very many parts of all kinds of industries, whether it's manufacturing, IT, healthcare, across the board, industry recognized credentialing and short-term certifications, technical certificates, are becoming a great currency for employment opportunities and career opportunities. And so that's kind of changing the landscape a little bit of how people receive their education. And what we've done is we've tried to build things very strategically in all of our academic programs where we have what we call stackable curriculum. So we have this set of classes and training and education that you take, and then you're eligible to go get this job and start this career. Yeah. Once you're in that career, then you see, I think I want to take the next step. And so then you come back and you get additional education and additional certifications, and then you can have that next job. And ultimately, for many, many, many people in our community, this is going to stack together over a period of time in kind of a parallel educational ladder and career ladder towards the completion of a baccalaureate degree. But it may not be that way from day one. There's just different ways of stacking your education, stacking your credentials, stacking certificates and degrees in order to go through your career anymore. And that's very different than what we had what we've traditionally had.
What's your success rate on placing someone who's come through your courses in a job?
So we're really proud of our placement rate, and that's a real report card metric for us as a college. And our placement rate is right about 89% on an annual basis, and that means that students that have successfully completed, 89% of them are either employed in a career of which they were educated for, they're in the military, or they're continuing their education at another institution, Wichita State University or someplace else. So 89% of our students that are successful, and that's an important metric for us because that helps us. We feel like WSU Tech is a microcosm of the business and industry of this community. So goes the business and industry of this community, so goes WSU Tech, because our job is to provide people in this community with an opportunity for education and to also build a very well-educated and trained workforce that can be globally competitive for our community. So if you think about that, that's the piece that kind of drives what we do. So I'll give you for an example, 6 years ago, we didn't have really any kind of programming in IT. And now we've built a very robust program in IT that we can serve all different kinds of career pathways in IT. Same thing in advanced manufacturing. We've always had the traditional machining and welding, but now we've moved into robotics and industrial automation, and we've integrated so many things into that. Our heating and air program, which we used to call heating and air conditioning, is now called climate and energy control. So much of that program is not only working residential, but it's also, a very high-level high technical level of understanding and education in building automation. because buildings that are being done today are being controlled through building automation and IT and all those kind of things. So we continue to take the programs that we have, either existing, and we try to continue to make them relevant to the workplace today, and we create new programs and new educational pathways for those careers that we believe are forthcoming in, with business and industry. And that can be in healthcare, IT, manufacturing, aviation, or applied technologies.
So when a student comes to enroll, do you have any academic qualifications? In other words, does the student have to have a high school diploma or a GED in the three R's? We're looking at that kind of education.
So they do have to have a high school diploma, or they have to be actively engaged in gaining their GED. But we do not have, but we are an open access institution. So accessibility and affordability is extremely important to us so that we can provide that educational opportunity for all members of the community.
You're listening to Issues 2021 on the Entercom radio stations, and our guest is Dr. Sherry Utash, president of WSU Tech. So, Sherry, what are the most popular courses right now then, the ones that in most demand for your students?
So healthcare certainly is very, very big right now. All kinds of IT, whether it's a help desk or it's network support or it's cloud computing or it's web application, those are all very popular right now. Also, anything that we have in applied technologies, whether it's auto mechanics or alternative fuels or climate and energy control, the things that people have to have done, the essential workers that we've seen through the pandemic, all of those kind of career pathways are very popular right now. And then certainly anything to do with manufacturing, welding, machining, CATIA, engineering design, and our aviation mechanic program, which is airframe and power plant mechanics. Those are huge programs for us right now. Our enrollment is really high in all of those areas, and people are really seeking that kind of education and career path.
How are these courses supported by business or industry in the private sector? I imagine they're involved in some at some point because you're giving them a workforce there, a training workforce.
Yeah, so our relationship and our interaction with employers is extremely critical to the success of WSU Tech. So several different ways we do that. We have an industry and workforce engagement department that works with employers throughout the city, understanding what their needs are, what their employment needs are, and works with them to match up students. We're also working really hard to try to increase the number of applied learning opportunities we have for students, which means that a student, while they're taking their educational pathway, can be employed in business as an earn and learn or an apprenticeship or applied learning opportunities. So that's another big engagement that we have with employers. And then all of our academic programs have an industry advocate team. And that is a team of people that come from industry that meet twice a year with faculty, students to understand what's going on and to bring us the latest and greatest information from their industry in order to maintain the fact that we're teaching what's relevant and authentic and needed as outcomes of our graduates.
I see.
That interaction is key. It's key to our success. It's key to the employer's success, and it's certainly key to our students' success.
Now, it says in your webpage that you are Vice President of Workforce Development at WSU. Now, what does that job involve?
So when we did the affiliation, my title expanded from president of WSU Tech to include a vice president of workforce development at Wichita State University. And what that really entails is that as I'm out talking to business and industry and as I'm working in the community, I can represent both the university and WSU Tech. So I become a connector of sorts to different places at the university to connect business and industry through my connections. And also, it's giving us the opportunity to look at synergies with regards to career accelerators for WSU Tech and WSU students, opportunities for talent pipelines for both institutions, and opportunities to engage in academic programs, articulation agreements, and also new programs at the university that may match up with what we're doing at WSU Tech. And a great example of that is we have a new Bachelor of Applied Studies degree at Wichita State University, which takes technical students that have been through programs at WSU Tech, and it gives transferability of up to 45 hours of those hard-earned credentials and credit hours towards a degree in applied in applied studies, which will really give them the opportunity to delve more into workforce development and leadership. So let's think about this. If I go to WSU Tech and I get a degree and I'm working at Spirit, and I decide, you know, I'm on the production line, and I decide, you know, I'd really, you know, I aspire to be a lead or a director, then I might take my credentials from WSU Tech and take those to the university and then build upon those with this Bachelor of Applied Studies degree so that I can, you know, reach my career aspirations that I have in my industry and in my career. So that's really the synergy of the Vice President of Workforce Development. I also work a lot with NIAR and Dr. Tomlin on all kinds of projects where we're engaging industry research and also workforce development.
Now, are there other schools in the area that are doing similar things? And I'm thinking, is there a competition for students to get in your program?
Well, we have several unique programs that no one else in the state of Kansas is teaching, and so that's a true statement. But you know, we have been really fortunate. The trend across the nation over the last 5-6 years has been, you know, somewhat of a decline in enrollment at the two-year sector. And we have been, we have really bucked that trend, and our enrollment has continued to grow over the last 6-7 years. And I do think that's probably because of the technical career education that we're providing, and also the relationship that we have with business and industry to create that talent pipeline and be part of that talent ecosystem that every city is so hungry for.
Are your courses affordable? In other words, it's got to be expensive, but are you doing things to help these kids graduate without a mountain of debt from student loans we always hear about?
We are. Affordability is a really important thing to us. We try to be we try very hard to run lean and maintain a very lean operation in order to be able to offer an affordable education to our students. And we do a lot of type of things with scholarships. We have a foundation at WSU Tech that we welcome people from the community and business and industry to provide philanthropy for student scholarships. We've done something the last several years called the Wichita Promise, which has been a scholarship program that we put in place to really help the community and business and industry at a time where each year we look at what is high-wage, high-demand, high-tech jobs that are available and needed in the workplace, and then how do we help provide scholarships to students in order to attain that educational certification or degree and be able to go out into the workplace and fill that critical workforce need. And that's been a really popular program for us. So we do everything we can. We work with Workforce Alliance a lot on braided funding for our students through dollars that they may have, and then, of course, scholarship dollars. And then we work really hard to to keep our tuition and fees as affordable as possible. You can well imagine that, the amount of equipment and the amount of cost of developing labs and all this kind of thing is extremely, extremely expensive in career technical education.
How has the pandemic impacted your world? You got a lot of hands-on, a lot of lab work. How has it impacted what you do?
So it certainly impacted. You know, last March we went completely remote kind of everything shut down. And then instead of having a summer semester, which we traditionally would have, we used the summer to complete our spring students in small groups of 10 or less to complete their labs hands-on and be able to graduate. One of the guiding principles we took as a college when this all started last March was to make sure that we had a strategic focus on student success and providing them a clear path forward no matter what. So we were successful in getting most of our students completed by the end of the summer. And then in August, we actually returned back in a hybrid model. So about 50% of our courses are in hybrid, which means that part of it's online and part of it's in the classroom, in the labs. So we're trying, again, to do the labs very safe, create a safe and healthy learning environment to be able to help students be successful. So about 50% of our classes are in hybrid, about another 25% are completely online, and another 25% are traditional in the classroom with social distancing and, of course, mask and all that kind of thing. Interesting, Steve, though, that only 27% of two-year colleges across the nation had any presence of a face-to-face experience for students in the fall semester.
Wow.
So we were part of that statistic.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud to say that, you know, we were successful. We had it was a tough semester for everybody, and students showed a lot of grit and perseverance to be successful. But we made it through, and we actually started classes again this week in that very same delivery mode. So about 50% hybrid, 25% online, and 25% in the classroom. And it's stretched our faculty. It's more difficult to teach someone how to work on an airplane online. So we're able to utilize some tools and resources that we put together to engage students in an online learning environment, in addition to bringing them into our lab where they can actually have that hands-on experience. And that hands-on experience is critical to their success. So we've been able so far to be able to achieve that, and our goal is certainly to continue to do that this semester and beyond.
Sounds like you got a lot to do out there, a lot to keep you busy anyway, and we appreciate what you're trying to do and what you're accomplishing. Sounds like you've got some great things going on with, 8,000 students. Wow, that's like a university within a university, I guess. Listen, Sherry, we're about out of time, but I just want to thank you for spending some time with us, because I gotta tell you, I was pretty ignorant about what goes on out there. And what you've told me today, there is a lot going on, and we really appreciate the effort that you're making. A great job. Thank you, Sherry. Our guest
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
This is our guest is Dr. Sherry Utash, president of WSU Tech. And that's all for this edition of Issues 2021. Of course, we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.